This is GQDN for Monday, May 13th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're really good. And they do provide a lot of energy. So you should go check them out at swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST, because then you get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of great stuff up there, guys. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Final Fantasy VII news, games leaving PlayStation, and could GameStop be buying some Pokemon cards? Okay, we do begin today with Eurogamer.net, and they're saying that Assassin's Creed game has now been named. It was previously named Codename Red, but this one's going to come out of Japan, and they named it Assassin's Creed Shadows. Now, the full reveal will happen on the 15th, and they will get a full trailer of the game. So we shall see what happens. In fact, on Twitter, Assassin's Creed did say, quote, Assassin's Creed Codename Red becomes Assassin's Creed Shadows. Tune in for the official cinematic world premiere trailer on May 15th at 9 a.m. Pacific time. That's noon for those of us Eastern time zone. So there's a name for that one. Now also, Rock Paper Shotgun did say that there could be a new Doom game. And how they know that is because it was hinted by ZeniMax and the trademark. So right now, that's all Rumorville. But even after layoffs, they're still making games. Now, the ZeniMax trademark covers did have, quote, downloadable computer game software via global computer network and wireless devices. With further quote, downloadable computer game software for personal computers and home video game consoles. Now, Doom Year Zero was a part of the Microsoft presentation from July 2020. And then last year, Microsoft had some legal troubles with the United States Federal Trade Commission over the Activision Blizzard acquisition. And the site did find out that Doom would be in this year's Summer Games Fest in June. So next month could be interesting. We shall see. Now, the Helldivers 2, according to PC Gamer, director did say that there was an administrative error correction on Valve due to Sony's orders, but they still want the game to be available everywhere. So this is some details, basically, as of what was going on with the Microsoft Blizzard things that were going on. Or not Blizzard, but Microsoft. Or not even Microsoft, my bad. This was going on because a PlayStation was not letting players play the game because they had to link their accounts, so they were banned. But now we find out that PlayStation told Valve to shut them out. So Helldivers 2 Discord did post a quote via the CEO Johan Pilatest, quote, we have no idea what's going on. Most devs are on blank or on a bank holiday, and we just found out through the community. So they didn't know. But apparently, Sony did pull the trigger on that. Now, WCCF Tech did say that they were checking out the Nintendo Switch because they wanted to overclock it again. And Naga on YouTube was highlighting some of the open world games like Zelda Breath of the Wild, Witcher 3, Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim, Assassin's Creed 3, and Hogwarts Legacy. And he wanted to see the game run about 60 FPS. To see if it would go. So they were indeed running at about 60 FPS with some of the graphics mod and all that. And that would include Dark Souls Remastered and Bayonetta 3. So you want to run it that fast? Do so. Now we get to Nintendo Everything, because they're saying that Square Enix wants to put more games out on more platforms. So Square Enix did announce that they are going to now have a new business strategy. And that means that they will pursue all of the consoles. In fact, they did say, quote, that they will pursue a multi-platform strategy that includes Nintendo platforms, PlayStation, Xbox, and PCs, end quote. And that's because they want to put more AAA titles in more platforms. Now, they do have some, for now, some Switch-only RPGs, some PlayStation-only RPGs, and they do have some cross-platforms with, let's say, Final Fantasy XIV Online. But now they want to switch their business model. Now, according to PSU.com, Sony did say that some of the premium games will be leaving on May 21st. So if you want to get these games, and the list is long, so I'm not going to say all of them, but there's a lot of games on there. Darksiders, a few of those. Horizon Zero Dawn, Wreckfest, The Messenger, World of Final Fantasy, Monster Jam Steel Titans 2, and Final Fantasy 15, 7, 8 Remastered, 9, 10 HD Remaster, 10-2, HD Remaster, 12, The Zodiac Age, Ghost Runner's leaving, Tunic's leading, is leaving, and EA Sports FC 24 is leaving. So if you want those games, get them now. But we know of people that are coming. Esports Insider did say that Team Vitality has acquired the women's MLBB team, Bigatron Era. And that is the French team, Team Vitality. And the team up would mean that MLBB will represent Team Vitality at the 2024 MLBB Women's Invitational. And that will take place at the Esports World Cup in June. In fact, this is a highly sought after team, apparently. And that's why Team Vitality wanted to gobble them up. So who's on that team? Vivian. I'm going to say it's Shell. C-H-E-L. Cini. Favel. Fumi. And the coach is Susu Kasha. I probably butchered all of them, and I'm sorry. They're all names. But they are a part of MLBB. Now, last year, the women's only tournament did have 179,000 peak viewers. So that was a peak, not the average. So we shall see what happens with this. Now, if you're a racing game player, then PC Games N might have something for you, because the Logitech G920 Force steering wheel is on Amazon and on sale. The original price is $300, but you can get it at Amazon right now for $230. So if you like to race, that could be for you. Oh, and GameSpot, as far as what selling stuff goes, said that some of the Final Fantasy jigsaw puzzles are selling out because the pre-orders have already sold out, and some of the puzzles were released on August 28th. So we'll see if they keep that or try to get it stocked back up. But if you want the other ones, the Final Fantasy VII Dirge of Cerberus jigsaw puzzle is $35. The Crisis Core jigsaw puzzle is $35. And Before Crisis Final Fantasy VII jigsaw puzzle is $35. So you can go check those out. And IGN is also saying that GameSpot may buy up your Pokemon trading cards. And that's according to PokeBeach, that some stores will be buying the graded cards, and they will be sold on the GameStop website. And the plans are there to bring in some trade-in process to all locations, and the customers can already trade in the video games for the cash of store credit. And that system will be available to those that are trading in the Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic the Gathering and other game cards. In fact, one of the store managers did say, quote, GameStop's leaders believe this is the obvious next step for the company. Physical media is waning, especially for video games. It was time for the company to branch out to trading cards. They are the future. Now, some of the cards can be sold at $1 a piece, but keep in mind that some of the cards are very, very pricey. In fact, one Pokemon card is valued over $5 million. One of the Lord of the Rings Magic the Gathering card was sold for $2 million last year. And one other card sold for $3 million. So, we'll see what happens. Hope you like some anime. PC Games N did say that the World of Tanks is going to have some girls in it, and it'll be called Girls und Panzer, and it'll be an anime about schoolgirls who don't like sports, but they do like some vehicular warfare, and the inspiration came from World of Tanks. So we'll see what happens with that one. Last thing before we go for today, a Baldur's Gate 3 player made an artifact that doubled as an Xbox controller. IGN, what did you do? Well, at Rudism on Twitter did say, quote, "I turned the artifact from Baldur's Gate 3 into a controller. It's a fully functional wireless Xbox controller, 20 buttons, and a motion sensor for simulating thumbsticks. Starting my first run with it tomorrow on Twitch." And he did post a video of what he did. And oh boy, I saw it. It looks really good. Just saying, we are hope that we are good for you. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people. Maybe try to get that new Xbox controller, Xbox players.